St. Paul's letter to the Philippians is really so rich. The very end of that reading, he says something that is so striking. He says, whatever gains I had, he considered him to be, you know, considered himself to be, have gone beyond his contemporaries in terms of this righteousness of the law. Whatever gains I had, these I come to consider a loss because of Christ. I consider everything a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In a way, St. Paul, in this new light that he's received, this light of Christ, he reevaluates everything, or we might say he reappraises everything in this light. To reappraise, to reevaluate it according to our faith. I remember, if you ever see the movie WALL-E, there's this really neat scene at the very beginning. In the first 10 minutes, there's absolutely no dialogue. Nothing is ever said. But it's a little robot that's going around Earth because it's been left as this garbage heap. And he's going through all of this stuff, and he comes to, we're kind of laughing because he's finding these things that, you know, are somewhat ridiculous. And then he comes upon this box, and he opens the box, and he sees this diamond ring. He throws a diamond ring out, and he keeps the box because the box is more useful than the ring, right? And we're laughing because for our perspective, the value of that ring is so much more than the box. The box means absolutely nothing. But the ring, of course, has much more value. That ring has more value than dollar signs. I remember it's, Karl Wojtyła, who became, of course, St. John Paul II, he wrote a play called The Jeweler's Shop. And in the play, towards the very beginning of the play, he's depicting this husband and wife who've kind of sort of lost the love for each other. And if I remember correctly, it's the wife who goes into the jeweler's shop and takes off her ring and basically wants to sell it, wants to get the money for it, because of course there's no love left in this relationship. And the jeweler places the ring on the scales to find out what it's worth, and it weighs nothing. Because it weighs nothing because it's not the dollar sign where the ring finds the value. You might know in a wedding when the couples exchange, says, accept this as a sign of my love and fidelity. It's the love and fidelity that have the value. That's how you appraise a diamond ring, not how much, you know, money you can get for the diamond or the cut or whatever. Plus, right, when couples die, or when their husband and wife die, they wear the ring to their grave, you know, because we don't take it off and say, well, how much can I get for this? No, because it's a sign of love and fidelity. So it has so much more value than just the dollar value. Its weight in gold and in diamonds or jewels is its weight in love and fidelity. And in a way, this is what St. Paul is getting at in that reading. What he has reevaluated, reappraised in his life, is knowing the love of Christ Jesus. That is the supreme good. And he says he considered everything else a loss. And he says loss here, but sometimes it can be translated as garbage, junk, trash, crap, or all of it kind of the four-letter words. I was thinking something like dung. I don't know what you were thinking of, but any other four-letter words that just, it's nothing. Compared to the knowing Christ Jesus, it's nothing. We look at the Gospels, Jesus says something kind of very similar. He says, what one of us would not leave behind the 99 to go in search for the one sheep that is lost, or would search for the one coin that was lost versus the nine that we have left. Maybe from our kind of economic point of view, this doesn't make much sense. You know, you got $10,000, you lose 1,000, big deal, right? You have 100 sheep, you lose one, what's the big deal? You know, you can afford to lose one. But Jesus is saying the value of that, and of course this is the value of a sinner who finds repentance, is so much more, it's so much grander than its value economically. I think how we can apply these readings in our life is how well do we appraise everything in our life compared to knowing Christ Jesus, to our faith? To look at it this way, what we find important, the values that we find important, we recognize by what we talk about all the time. So we're talking about money all the time. Then money is the better value, or what I consider to be quite valuable. So what do I talk about all the time? What do I go and what do I take pains to go at length to explain? How is it that, of course, how more importantly, how do I live my life? You know? I think of the example when I was working as a pastor. Sometimes I would have parents who would come and say they really want their children to learn their faith and their catechism. They want them in CCE and so on and so forth. But the parents didn't come to church, and they didn't want to know anything about their faith. So, but what does that say? Well, the value is that you need this but I don't think I do. And so what does the kid, what does the child learn? Well, it learns its catechism and its CCE, but then it goes home and the value of faith really isn't there. So in other words, when we look, can we look at our life and reappraise everything in the light of knowing Christ Jesus? Because everything else in the end is simply garbage.